Dovita recently rebranded from Home Instead and announced expansion in Waterford with up to 50 new caregiver roles. How has this transformation impacted your growth, workforce strategy and local presence in Waterford?
Yeah, so I suppose the big thing for us is it's just a name change. Behind the scenes, we're doing everything that we've done before. This year has been bigger and better. The jobs we hope to create, we've actually surpassed them at the moment. So we're going really well. Capacity's grown. The need for care for older people, for younger people with disabilities is increasing. And it's great that we can increase capacity to meet those needs. And we're growing from strength to strength. 2025 has been a fantastic year so far for us.
And in terms then of your scale, how big is Dovita in Waterford? How many staff do you employ?
So at the moment we have about 135 caregivers and we have about 12 office staff. And that's growing every day. So it's a big operation at the moment. We're doing, you know, this year we're on track to maybe do 120,000 hours of care, which is phenomenal numbers, never been seen in Waterford. And nationally we're growing as well at a rapid pace.
And in terms then of employees, how do you train, upskill? What do you offer them in that respect?
Yeah, well, I suppose the needs of every employee are different. And it's about recognising what each employee wants from their job. When they go in day to day, what they're looking for out of it. Can we support them? Can we develop them? Can we give them opportunities? 50% of our office staff were ex-caregivers. So that just shows development opportunities are there for people. But again, it's just understanding each individual person's needs.
And you've introduced significant training programs for caregivers, including specialist services such as neurogenic bowel care, autism aware training. How has investment in professional development benefited your team?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, nationally, we hired a disability manager in the last 2 years. We are developing at a fast pace.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Heather McGrath, who is a marketing associate at Airgen Pharma. Heather, thanks for joining us today. And could you just tell our listeners who might not be familiar, what do Airgen do?
Yes, of course. So Airgen was founded in 2005, and we are a contract development and manufacturing organisation specialising in oncology therapies and highly potent therapies. So at the moment, we are focusing on oncology. We have cardiovascular, synthetic hormones, endocrinology, and we're focusing in therapeutic areas for human and veterinary medicine.
You said you're 20 years old. Could you just talk to me a bit about how you've grown over those 20 years right up to where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose when we were founded, what kind of made us niche was that we saw a gap in the market for high potency oncology medicine. So obviously there are treatments used to fight cancer and they require extreme careful handling and specialised manufacturing. So over the years, we've really focused in on that niche and building our deep expertise and becoming a trusted global partner for companies needing high quality and safe production for those critical areas. And right up to now, we're obviously 20 years in business, and we've recently just completed a 21 million expansion in the Waterford IDA Business Park, which will double our workforce in the region, and also it will double our unit capacity. So by 2027, it will bring us to 1 billion units production capacity annually, which is fantastic.
And what has driven your most recent phase of strategic growth?
Yeah, so I suppose it's expanding markets. You know, we are working across 60 countries at the moment, including the US, Europe and Asia. And it's the demand for high potency medicines that has really driven this investment.
And in that, then, you're planning on growing in Waterford here. How do you attract and retain scientific and technical talent in such a competitive market?
Yes, of course. So I suppose in Airgen, we have a people first culture. So we're very big on people development, individual development, recognition and rewards. And we're a very inclusive company. And, you know, a lot of people that are here with us at the moment have been here for maybe 15 years plus. So there's a real sense of community, I suppose, and family. You know, we're an international company in the sense that we're working across multiple countries, but everybody is very local and we're very keen, I suppose, to to really bring everybody in from God, Kilkenny, Wexford, Carlow, Waterford, and having that community impact really makes people kind of feel like they're part of a family here.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Declan Moriarty, who is the General Manager of the Park Hotel Dungarvan. Declan, first question for you. How does it feel to be shortlisted in this year's Waterford Business Awards?
Yeah, fantastic. The Park Hotel, it's been obviously a great couple of years for us. This year we celebrated 35 years, and the last couple of years we've had numerous national awards. We only recently attended the Hotel Awards only last Monday, and we were awarded the best coastal hotel in the country. So the Chamber Awards would be even more special for us because it's a more local award. So we're delighted to be acknowledged for all the hard work that the team put in, and where the business has come in the last couple of years is a testament to the hard work of the team.
How do you ensure a consistent service quality across such a large hospitality team?
It's about having a strong management team firstly, and then leading by example and setting. We across all of our departments, we would do a lot of on the job training, a lot of online training, and it's about setting the standard. And we're a family run hotel, so myself and the management team here, we're very hands on. You'll always see myself, Pierce or Malachy or Clodagh on the floor for lunch and dinner. So it's about setting an example and continuously monitoring it. But you know, it all boils down to customer care, and we're very lucky that we have a great team of front of house team who excel at their customer care. And I suppose our customer care is a very professional but friendly style of service.
What strategies have been key to your growth and continued success?
I would think one of the main strategies to our growth was about six years ago. We increased our management team. So, for example, when I started here, there was probably only myself and one other manager. I built a very strong management team, which consists now of about 8 to 10 senior people. And then we started looking at the business. So we invested in the people first, and the business has then followed.